Well, today we hear part of the story of the fall from the first pages of the Bible. And the fall from grace of the first human beings was, of course, a total disaster, affecting everyone who came after it. And the archfiend of this story of the fall is the serpent, whom scriptures would later regard as the devil. Now, Jesus would call Satan the father of lies. And in the story of the fall, the serpent tells the man and his wife many lies, but arguably the worst lie that influenced them was the notion that God is our enemy. Because after the man and his wife disobeyed God's commandment, which had only been given to them for their well-being and good and happiness, what do? They hide from God and they're afraid from God, even though everything God had done for them up to that point was for their benefit. And God, however, comes looking for them and very poignantly calls out, "Where are you?" You see, the truth is that it's not God that we should hide from or be afraid of, but it's the devil. And God makes that clear when he addresses the snake in this story, that Satan is the enemy of the human race. And even though the fall was a catastrophic disaster, in contrast, we hear God in our first reading proclaim the proto-evangelium, that is the first gospel, that it would be a member of our human race, Jesus Christ, who would bruise the head of the serpent under his heel. No, God is not our enemy. Our enemy, who wants to do us harm, is the devil. God, however, is for us. Incarnate in his Son, we hear in the gospel today that Jesus comes to drive out from us the devils that seek to do us harm. And in our gospel, we hear that Jesus is stronger than the father of lies because he is, in fact, truth incarnate. He can tie up the devil, while he, the truth, can set us free. St. Paul doesn't want us to be afraid of God. That is why he tells us in our second reading that God will raise us up with Christ. Why? To draw us to himself. That's what God is interested in. No matter how much we may want to run away because we believe the lie that God is someone to be afraid of or is our enemy, he wants to draw us to himself. That's what God wants to do. You see, says St. Paul, everything is for your benefit. Do not be afraid. This God who calls out to each one of us like he did to the first human beings, "Where are you?" is the same God who is the shepherd who leaves the 99 and goes in search of the stray one and carries it back on his shoulders to the flock. This God, Jesus reveals, is like the hen who yearns to gather her chicks under the safety of her wings. Just like in the gospel today, those who were sitting in a circle around Jesus, about whom he calls them so tenderly and warmly, "Here are my mother and my brothers." No, don't believe the lie of the devil who wants us to hide from God in fear. Jesus wants to draw us into the tight intimacy of family so that we become his brothers and his sisters. It's sin that we should fear. God's will, however, is our well-being. So, God calls out to you. Where are you? It's time to stop hiding from the bushes and run into the safety of his embrace. Amen.